Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We stream live on the web and understand that this program is live coming to you today. And we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptops, or computers, and take advantage of the many programs we have to offer you. Now, when you download that app called TuneIn, please search WWGH. If you would like to join the conversation, have any questions, or make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. They're located in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. We have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement starting now. Today is my first time announcing this, okay? But April the 11th, 2020, they will be starting their free produce market from noon until 2 p.m. I have another announcement, Master Urban Farmer. I have been announcing this the past month. It was supposed to start March the 19th through April the 16th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Mays Community Temple. And if you have been wondering, it has been canceled until probably mid-May. They want to be ready to plant. They do have an online program, and that will be announced here soon also. So if you have any questions, I don't know if this is available to you right now, but hopefully I will be getting out the announcement to you. And this is to take place at Mays Community Temple, 801 Bennett Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302, and the community will be planting a garden, and they hope to be able to do that mid-May. So hold on to your hats out there, okay? Alrighty, now let me move along. I have a thought for today, and it's called The Power of Cooperation. Now, we are living in a day and a time when we need more cooperation from each and every one of you. And hopefully this can speak to you in some type of a way. Okay, I just had it and lost it, but hold on here. Because we know we're going through this COVID-19, I call it a catastrophe. But anyway, the title, The Power of Cooperation. No matter how capable, talented, efficient, or extraordinary an individual can be, without cooperation from others, no single person can develop their personal skills. Neither can we implement a task without the assistance of a parent, a teacher, or mentor. For example, an actor or singer needs musicians, producers, and directors, and especially an audience in order to express themselves successfully despite their innate capacity for creativity and entertaining others. Being able to appreciate the contribution of others and being able to that influence always facilitates the fulfillment of a task or a talent. It is said that even God, as powerful as God is, cannot accomplish a task, a divine task, without the assistance of his angels. I don't know if you agree with that or disagree with that, but hopefully you can tuck that in your hat and share that with someone, the power of cooperation. And I guess I'll turn my attention to my guest today, H. Good. He is the author of Just quit. It will make you feel better. Or not. I usually put that on the end of it. How are you today, H. Good?
Miss Linda, I am good. I am glad to be here in the house. I'm fired up to be here. I love that quote that you just shared. Thank you for having me on your program, especially with these uncertain times. And just looking forward to sharing. Also want to just do a quick shout out. There are people that are watching on Facebook. So I thank you for those people who are watching. I think it will be good today. Thank you for having me, Miss Linda.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Shout out, everybody.
Shout out from Miss Linda here in Marion, Ohio, about an hour north of Columbus, Ohio.
Amen. We're still in the land of the living.
Yes, that's right.
Let's give him some praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
So how you been?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. You know, I've had to do some soul searching. Like I think so many people.
Oh yeah.
This has been an awesome opportunity. I'm always looking for the gold. When there's something going on that's negative, I'm always looking for the gold. Something that I can learn, something that I can apply, a mindset that I need to change. And so through this, I have found some gold. And so that's why I'm glad I get to be on your show today. But the family team good is doing well. Michelle, my wife, my lovely wife, she's doing good. She's working with our kids who are also at home, and you know, going from that routine of going to school every day, and now we are homeschooling, and that's been really, really interesting. And so their teachers have been they've been creative on how they are doing distance learning with our kids.
Right.
And so that's been really, really good. And of course, you know, I love family. So this has been a great time to spend with my family. Great opportunity to talk about some of the things going on. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, I've never experienced anything like this since I've been alive, and was somewhat skeptical when all of it started, you know, going down. But I do know that there is a legitimate concern. I know some people who have been affected by this this virus, but we are doing good, and I am taking this time of crisis and isolation to take some things to another level. So, but I appreciate you asking.
That's good. That's good. And I think it's very important that we reach out to one another, and if nothing else, to find out how we are doing.
Yes, because, been doing that too.
Like you said, none of us have ever experienced anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
The president or nobody else, and people getting upset with him and everybody. Okay, we're in a crisis.
That's right.
So how are we supposed to act?
Mm-hmm.
We can't see the enemy, right?
That's right.
So it's spiritual warfare and natural warfare and physical warfare. It's all the above.
Yes.
And how do we combat it? I mean, what can we do about it?
So, great question, Miss Linda. So what I have decided to do is, instead of, you know, focusing on what's not going right, what's very interesting is with this virus and with the shutdown, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, old, young, wealthy, poor, this is having an effect on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a business owner or employee, this is having an effect on everyone, and not just in our country, but worldwide. And so, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about on the way here was just how can I literally, instead of just looking at my natural circumstances, what can I do to turn this crisis into a positive? What can I do during this time of isolation to turn it into a positive? So, you know, I've shared this with your audience before. I share it in my book, the importance of being disciplined, the importance of having a dream routine. That's so critical. And so oftentimes when we look at the things that are going on with our natural eyes, we can get in fear or we can get in faith. And what a majority of people I have found do, they get in fear, they get discouraged. They start looking at what things are going on, and instead of continuing to press forward and continuing to stay faithful to the vision that they have, if they have a vision, instead of staying faithful to that vision or faithful to the things that they've been doing, they revert back. And so I would say for the first week, that's what happened with me. I allowed the uncertainty. I allowed the routine of going to my office or going to the school that I shared with you that I'm been doing some part-time work at, I allowed that routine to get me off of my dream routine. So just, you know, like this past week, I said, you know what, I started asking myself some questions, mm-hmm. you know, and those questions that I've been asking myself, especially when I'm asking the right questions, it's helped me to get clarity, because this will pass.
Yes.
This will pass, and every problem, you know, does have a shelf life. This is going to pass. Mm-hmm. And so,
pray.
Yes. So I refuse to believe, Miss Linda, that this is going to be our new normal. I refuse to believe that. And so with that, I'm preparing myself. I'm using this time of isolation to develop myself instead of spending hours watching the rectangle in my living room. That's feeding all kind of negativity. Instead of looking at that rectangle in my living room, I am deciding to journal, to continue to dream, to continue to develop myself. Right. I've been reading, mm-hmm. Just asking myself some clarifying questions on really what is my why? Why am I doing what I'm doing?
Right.
Everybody has setbacks.
True.
This setback is facing a lot of people. And I believe it's a critical time. When I listened to a motivational podcast a few days ago, and it was talking about what successful people do during times of isolation. And the story that I heard was about Truett Cathy, who had failed several times in his business. And when did he come up with the idea to start Chick-fil-A? After the third time failing, he got injured. His restaurant had burned to the ground. He had no insurance on his restaurant. Mm-hmm. And as he was sitting there in the hospital, asking himself questions, journaling, praying, dreaming, he said, I wonder what I could do. Because mm-hmm. His business partner had died, his brother.
Okay.
And so he said, I wonder what I could do if I started another restaurant using a little piece of chicken. Could I have a successful mm-hmm. business using a little piece of chicken? And okay. So that all came during that time of isolation, asking clarifying questions.
Right.
You know, oftentimes great ideas are produced or come from times of crisis.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that was a crisis moment for him. And Chick-fil-A, I think everybody's probably heard of them. Chick-fil-A, I love
I'm
listening
sure
to.
They have. They came out with that famous chicken.
The famous
sandwich.
Chicken, yeah. And the rest is history. They're worldwide.
Right.
And so the important thing, though, was he was utilizing that time. Nobody was visiting him in the hospital. Mm. He could have been feeling sorry for himself.
That's
but he's
true.
Still dreaming.
True.
This was the third time his restaurant had failed.
Really?
And then he got yes. And so that
didn't give up.
He did not give up. And by taking advantage of that time of isolation, which is what I'm encouraging the listeners to do, take advantage of it. Develop yourself. Great ideas can come from this. And we're seeing, I'm listening. It was funny the other day, my family, we were going on a bike ride. We got to get out the house. We got to do some kind of exercise, whether it's a walk or something in the neighborhood. And, I was asking my daughter, baby girl, what kind of business do you think would be good to start during this time? It was funny. Some of her, daddy, a library. I'm like, well,
they're closed.
Libraries are closed right now, baby girl. So, but how, you know, so it
right,
was just, I'm just
right.
looking for ideas.
That was a thought.
It was a thought.
Good thought.
It was a thought.
Yeah.
So we are taking advantage of listening to those motivational, getting back on my routine, listening to things that are going to motivate me. I've been working on some things with my business, some online courses, and brainstorming with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time we're busy, and when you're busy, you don't have time. You know, unless you're being intentional about taking time to think
and
ask yourself these questions. Most people are just used to going. But this is forcing us as a nation, and as a you know, around the world, to just pause.
Yeah. So, what do you think God is really trying to get across to us? Whether you're a believer or a non-believer. I mean, like you said, it's affecting the whole world. And we all see this all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
we're seeing it. we're feeling the effects of it. Mm-hmm. You know, our world has been almost turned upside down as we know it.
That's right.
You know, even homes, you got men and wives separate from one another. Mm-hmm. Depends on what your business is. You know, you got to clean up, wash hands, face, and all that.
Correct.
Down and
yes.
What's going on,
yes.
You think?
Wow, that's a loaded question, Miss Linda. So without getting into, you know, some of the different theories that are going on, I've listened to men and women of God who I trust who have given their insight. And I believe that when we seek after God, mm-hmm. that if we have the willingness to listen, right. that he will give us instructions.
True.
That he will speak to us. That's truly what I believe. And so during this time of isolation, what's important that I didn't mention earlier is when you're journaling, when you are taking time to develop yourself. For me personally, everything that I do is filtered through the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And so what I am doing is I am taking a pause. I'm talking to my Father. I'm listening for instructions and asking, how do I prepare? What do I do with my family? And so to make a long story short, to answer that question, I am reaching out to people when I'm praying. I'm feeling like there's a nudge to reach out to people. This has been a great time to reach out to people. It's amazing in some of the communities that I'm in, how friendly people have been, which is very refreshing. And one of the things that I'm sensing as in addition to that is what I'm sharing today about really taking advantage of this time of isolation and just quieting myself and listening. You know, we all have two ears and one mouth. And so it's a good time to just listen and get instructions and journal.
Right.
And take action. There are things that we can do to prepare for when things do begin to change. And so that's kind of what I'm focusing on. I'm not focusing on the doom and gloom. I don't like necessarily how everything has shut down. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. But what I'm doing is I am saying, okay, I don't like it, but what can I do? What's the positive? What's the gold in this? Does that make sense?
It makes very good sense because I'm thinking, slow down.
Slow down.
Seek God.
Yes.
And not just me, you. Church has mm-hmm. been closed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I can't remember ever a time that in my lifetime that ever happened.
Yeah.
You know,
I've never seen it.
And people saying, okay, now I can't go to church, but you wasn't going to church anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you want to tear the church door down and we
right.
can't get in.
Right. Yeah, the online church has been interesting. I don't prefer it, but and
that's
I look
what we got.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it is right
mm-hmm.
now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our pastor was arrested yesterday in Florida because he just thought, okay, now this is what's going on. I'm doing the most essential thing that I can do mm-hmm. is go to church and have my congregation there. But he wasn't abiding by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
He had over, 400 people in there?
Yeah, I don't know how many people were there, but go ahead. Yes.
And they were close together. They mm-hmm. was worshiping. You mm-hmm. know how it is when you worship, mm-hmm. you know, fist bump and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the officer said, well, you know, I'm a born-again Christian myself.
Uh-huh.
But he's going against all the rules. Mm-hmm. The president, the governor, and the mayor. So we're at a point now where God does have us quiet,
mm-hmm.
you know, and pay attention,
mm-hmm.
and watch, and pray.
Yes.
You know, because like I was talking to someone earlier, no, we can't put everything in the corrected order, but we know some things are out here,
mm-hmm.
and we're reaching and grabbing and trying to put them in order, but
uh-huh.
only God knows the order.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think that he is speaking.
Mm-hmm. He is. That's
he's
right.
speaking loud.
That's right.
You know? And the thing that really touched me was the church.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment starts
mm-hmm.
at the church
mm-hmm.
first.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
where are we at?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had someone here yesterday, and they said, the hearts have been hardened.
Mm.
You think, wow, we're so busy
mm-hmm.
doing our thing.
Yes.
You know, going here, going there, doing this and doing that. And I think God feels left out.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm right, but that's what I
That's what
feel.
You're sensing. Yeah.
That's what I feel. He's left out. Where is he at?
Mm-hmm.
Took prayer out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the 60s.
That's right.
Right? And I think it's out of the courthouse near where else you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doctor's office. You don't see prayers and stuff like that, you know. You're arresting people who do bow their knee, no matter where they are.
Right.
Right? Ruined that young man's career. Mm. Kirkpatrick, I think, was his name.
Athlete or?
Yeah, an athlete. He bowed his knee. Even
are you talking about Tim? You talking about Tim Tebow?
I think it was Kirkpatrick, wasn't it? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But it was
football
just,
or
yeah, football. And he bent the knee when they did the national anthem.
Oh, you talking about he in the NFL?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, Kaepernick.
Yes. What did I say? But that wasn't because he was praying. That was because he was protesting.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I thought you were talking about taking prayer out of the schools. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That too.
Yes.
That too.
Yes.
But still, a knee is what? I always associated with some type of prayer, you know. But maybe maybe he took it to another level. I'm not sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, there was somebody, Tim Tebow, who was taking a knee several years ago, who was, you know, a football player as well. This is before Colin Kaepernick. And he was actually doing it in he wouldn't do it during the national anthem. He would do it like after games or like during, I think during games, but he would actually be praying. Whereas Colin Kaepernick was protesting some of the things, you know, without going into all the detail. He
like
was just
Lives Matter.
He was protesting what he said was he was protesting police brutality.
Yeah.
Yes.
Against our black youth, mm-hmm. black men,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, that may be in protest. But it's something we all should have been doing in the first place because it's just not right.
Protesting, Linda, or what do you
praying.
Mean? Praying. Yes.
Against brutality.
Yes.
Taking innocent lives.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the places. I don't know if you saw this gentleman. He was dressed in sackcloth and ashes going to New York.
Okay.
Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, okay. Louisiana,
okay.
San Francisco. He went to 10 cities
okay.
in 10 days.
Okay.
And he's doing the John the Baptist thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see that.
I might send it to you.
Okay. Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He just finished his last day yesterday.
Got you.
He had this word from the Lord to go, and he pronounced each sin that they needed to repent of, these cities.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, and when you think about it, yeah, you mm-hmm. got Louisiana, they got that witchcraft and all that stuff
New Orleans.
Going on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, New Orleans, where Katrina was at.
Yes.
You know, but they can't understand
mm-hmm.
because no one wants to think that God is allowing these things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to do it anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you say, you know, this
yes.
is my life. This is my body. I do with it what I want to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being for real now.
Yes, you are.
You are. People are.
Go ahead. I'm
we
listening.
We are, you mm-hmm. know. We yep. are. Because I know there's times when I have said, Lord, you know, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Did I ask?
Mm-mm. Not when you want to do something. No. Yes.
I'm going to do it this way, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do it work out? No.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think, wow, I didn't even ask you, did I? I just
right.
went on and did it.
Correct.
That's all of us.
Yes.
Most of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not every single situation that we find ourselves mm-hmm. in, but
yep.
we think that we're big enough and grown enough to
yes.
go do our thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like the Lord is saying, sit down,
mm-hmm.
be still. I don't hear nothing y'all got to say.
Mm-hmm.
None of y'all.
I think we need to, when you're talking about praying too,
yeah.
I think we need to come against some of the things that, like this virus, you know, because that's not God. The virus is not God. That comes from the enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And so I think this is a great opportunity for the church, you know, speaking with a broad paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
To join together for there to be some kind of unity. But the unfortunate part about it is you have some people that on this side, you were bringing up the pastor down in Florida. You know, I've seen people be very critical of him, talking about Christians, be very critical of him. And then I've seen on the other side, people who are in agreement with what he did because of the Constitution and feeling mm-hmm. like some of the stuff that's going on, the shutting down of things is violating our Constitution. So, you know, I think it's an opportunity for the church to rise and be the church. But always, you're always going to have the disagreements. And that's sometimes the unfortunate thing about it. And, you know, you mentioned about some of the things going on in these cities with the murder, with the lifestyles. You know, you talked about.
Okay. Yeah, because it's spiritual.
Yeah, you talked about the removal of prayer in the schools. And this is an opportunity, again, as I was talking about growing, to develop your relationship with God.
Essential.
Yeah, it's critical.
Yes, it is. It's critical. It's critical. And no one wants to think that, okay, these are the last days, but these are the last days.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Who likes it? You know, but it is an opportunity to whoever thought they'd live to see this day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, no, God didn't start it, but he has allowed it mm-hmm. to do its thing, mm-hmm. to do its work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because who would have the power to shut down the whole earth?
Right.
Who has that type of power?
Mm-hmm.
And God does what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And who can stop him?
Mm-hmm.
Can you? The president can't stop it either. And I'm thinking, Donald Trump don't know anything about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think anybody does,
no,
to be honest with you.
No one's seen it before. We never
right.
had to deal with this.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, now I'm hoping things get back. It may not be like it was.
Mm-hmm. No, things will be different.
Yes, you. I think you're absolute on mm-hmm. that. Things will be very different.
Yep.
You know, because we can't be so nonchalant and not recognize our Savior,
mm-hmm.
you know, who has all power
yes.
in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our lives,
mm-hmm.
our future,
mm-hmm.
our children,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything we base our faith upon,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, okay, now it's time to encourage people to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
You've been called of God, but you haven't answered the call.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting about setting back, waiting on what?
Right.
Because people are telling you after the rapture, you got another chance.
Right. What you don't want to be around during that time.
Hey, that's no guarantee.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The Holy Spirit will not be on the earth. How can they stand?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And I think some of the things that the church has been saying to people gives them all this false hope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll do it later.
Correct.
I used to think the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
When they told me I had another chance.
Mm-hmm.
After the church is gone, so
mm-hmm.
why am I? I'll wait.
Yeah.
I don't have to do it now.
Well, I heard a pastor many years ago, which I thought this was a great point. People who say that they'll do it, that they'll make that decision for God, you know, in the right time, or they'll do it during, you know, you were talking about the rapture. You know, I'll serve him then. Or
yeah.
The question that I have for people who have that mindset is, you know, it'll be a lot more difficult at that time to be serving him. And so you think at that time you'll serve him when the days in which we live now are easier than when that time comes. But here's the thing. Here's the critical thing that I think people need to understand when it comes to God, because we all have these different perspectives. God is a good God.
Yes, he is a good God.
It's not about the doom and gloom. You know, one of the things that I realized when I gave my life to Christ is that God, he still has a plan. He
yes,
still has
he
a purpose for everyone. As long as we have beating hearts,
that's
there is
true.
Still a plan and a purpose. And so that's why, you know, I've been talking about the importance of, you know, developing, praying, getting into your word, listening to things that are going to build your faith.
Right.
Because we can, you know, we don't know what tomorrow holds.
No, we don't.
But we need to be ready. We need to be ready, you know, to meet our Savior. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but here's what I do know, that I'm supposed to occupy, that I'm supposed to be about my Father's business while I still have air in my lungs. And so God is a good God, and he has a plan and a purpose for everyone. And that's attractive. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is.
And so something that's good Why? Now, I do understand, you know, I've talked to many people who have had negative experiences with encountering people who say they believe in God. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes we're the only Bible that people will see.
That's true.
But here's the thing. People are flawed. Mm-hmm. And if we put our faith and confidence in, if I put my faith and confidence in Linda, right, and expecting her to be perfect,
right,
if people put their faith and confidence in me, my goal, my intention is never to let people down, mm-hmm, never to disappoint. But right, you know what? I'll disappoint people. Not intentionally, but God doesn't.
Yeah, I disappoint myself sometimes.
Come on now. And here's the thing, Miss Linda. People, I heard a preacher say this. People need the Christ of the Christian.
Yes.
They need the Christ of the Christian, not mm-hmm the Christian. And so sometimes, even during these times, it can get muddy and people say, well, if they're a believer, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So put the focus on Christ, the Christ of the Christian. And yeah, everybody's working out their walk.
Yes.
And everyone is at different levels in their walk, different places That's in true. Their walk. And so God is still a good God, even though this stuff is going on. He still has a plan and a purpose. And so that's what I'm focusing on. Does that make sense? And it irritates me, yes, some of the stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I can only control what I can control.
True.
And I can continue to reach out to people. I'm reaching out to people. That's what's been awesome, right, about this, too. Just
right,
people who I may not have reached out to before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even people, even clients. I'm right, not even calling them to get like, hey, can we do business? It's, hey, how are you?
Right.
How are things? Is there anything that I can do for you?
Right.
You know, just doing something as simple as, you know, calling or shooting a text, something like as simple as that, that can bless people.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing.
And that's a good thing, because I think somehow we've gotten away from that. I called a gentleman the other day. He do work for me, run the house sometimes.
Yes.
You know, other people around,
yes,
the neighborhood.
Okay.
And I just said, well, how you doing, all that? At first, I said, well, you know, I got a problem. That's why I'm calling you. And he said, well, you could have been calling just to see if I was okay through all this going on. I'm thinking,
yes,
well, you know what? I had to apologize because, mm-hmm, yeah, I called you because I needed you.
Yes.
But I want you to know I appreciate you,
mm-hmm,
very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I care about you like that, you know, because we're so busy.
So what's interesting is that I told you about that men's conference that we did, mm-hmm, several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that group of men, we had that mannerisms conference. It was an amazing conference. But about 3 weeks ago, one of the men, it was about eight of them, said, hey, fellas, why don't we get together? This is an opportunity for us to get together and pray. And so we weren't able to gather, but we've been using the technology. We have some men that are in Ohio, but it's been awesome, you know, the last few Saturdays getting up at like, well, being on a phone call at 7 a.m,
mm-hmm,
we're encouraging one another.
Right.
Some of us are business owners. Some of us, you know, work for other companies.
Okay.
Most of us have families. So we've been getting on the phone, praying for one another, praying for our nation, praying,
right,
for our leadership, praying, you know, for our families, and then encouraging one another. And it's,
right,
been, I'm looking at how can we take this crisis and, you know, use it to bring about some good.
Right.
Use it to bring about some good. And so that's been a really, really awesome time. There's a last thing I'll say on it is there's a group of business owners, business leaders that we've been doing the same thing. We get together typically and meet over at Easton every other Thursday. And it's just been awesome to get together on the phone with those guys, and we, mm-hmm, pray and encourage one another. And we're born for connection.
Okay.
We're meant to connect.
Yes, we are. God made
like what
like
you and
that.
I. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, we're.
It's not
we're,
good to be alone.
Correct. or this social distancing.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I know there, it's a safety precaution.
Yes,
I do understand that.
Yeah.
But I don't like it.
Now, isn't that strange?
Yes. I don't like it.
I mean, we're all separated in our own little homes.
Mm hmm.
Some people separated, yep, in their homes.
Yep.
Even those that don't want to be.
Mm hmm.
So this is, I don't know, but I do want people to understand, as H. Good has been saying, God is good.
He is.
And God is love.
He loves us.
And he loves us.
He has a plan for us. He's a good God. I would never go back to the lifestyle that I used to live 27 years ago. I would never go back to that because God has been so good to me. Yes.
Or had those thoughts to return.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I've had the thoughts. I can't say I haven't had the thoughts. When things have gotten tough for me, I'm like, what's the use, right? But when I think about how good God is and how far I've come, it's like, you know what? First of all, it's bigger than just me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's people that I'm influencing. I have children. I have a wife. So I've had the thought, but that's the old man talking.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to we're not trying to resurrect that old man.
No, we're not. And I'm not trying to resurrect that old woman.
That's
no,
right.
I'm not.
That's right.
Know? She's gone.
Yes.
I'm not the same.
Yes.
Do not want to be the same.
Yes.
But, you know, the enemy will trick you and make you think, oh, I'm missing something. Maybe I should go back and do that. But no, there's no going backwards. Mm-hmm. We must go forward. And like you're saying, what can we do? What can we get out of this? What is God saying to us individually?
Correct.
That he wants from us? Because it's something he wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
For him to allow this, and it's like, okay. And I was telling my daughter, I said, it's so dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
We got some sunshine yesterday.
Yes. Wasn't it awesome? I love the sunshine. Saturday, we got it. It was
and it
great.
And makes you think, there ain't nothing going on out there, you know? Mm-hmm. Feel good, you know? Get some sunshine on my skin, you know? And then you go back and sit down and watch and turn the TV on.
The rectangle. Yes.
So many hundreds of people then died in the States. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, it's still here.
Mm-hmm.
It's still here.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for the sunshine.
Yes. And God in his word says, be of good cheer.
Yes.
So that's another reason
why
I've been taking this time to fill my mind with things that are going to keep my mindset right, because I want to be of good cheer.
Amen.
Because God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he still has a plan and a purpose.
Right.
And although
he loves you.
That's right. And although we may not know what's going to happen next week, we do have the ability to speak to things, as he says in his word. We have the ability to you know, excuse me. God is faithful to his promises.
Yes, he is.
He's faithful to his promises.
Yes.
Because he's a good father. So anyway, that's just my little two cents.
Yeah, we had to throw that out there. We don't want you to throw God under the bus, those of you who are listening. He's still a good God.
That's right.
And he still loves you. And he still has plans for you, according to Jeremiah 29:11.
That's right.
He says, only I know the plans I have for you. Plans of peace and not of evil.
Yes.
To give you a hope and an expected end.
That's right.
No matter what it looks like.
Now, if I'm not meditating on that, what you just said, if I'm not meditating on that and I'm meditating on what the rectangle is saying, then it's going to affect my attitude.
Yes, it will.
And that first week it did.
Okay.
That first week that we were, things were starting to shut down, it started affecting my attitude. I was like, I can't, just because of what I see with my natural eyes, I can't allow that to get me off focus of what I believe I need to be doing.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes good sense.
So, you know, again, what we're doing when we're talking about our faith is we are called to walk by faith and not by sight.
By sight.
And so meditating on good things, like the word of God, faith building messages, what comes out of my mouth, that's going to keep this right up here from being toxic.
Yes, it will.
Anyway.
Right, and not only you, but other people who are around you, they need that positive word, you know?
Yes.
Because, like you said, when it looks doom and gloom, and it looks doom and gloom, but there's still some sunshine.
That's right.
From our words and how we carry ourselves, you know? Yeah, it's out there, and am I afraid? Yeah, a little bit. I'm a little nervous, a little jittery, because I don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
But I will follow protocol. I will wash my hands. I will wear a mask when we get some, you know, and that might not happen the way it looks, you know. And I think about China, they just running around here. Oh, there's people have masks and gloves and they were talking about how, we have given China all power over us, like letting them make our mask and our medical equipment and things. And here we are. You know, so there should be a lot of changes when we come out of this.
I would agree.
You know, instead of being at the mercy of someone else. And you're the greatest and richest country in the world. You know, that doesn't look too good. You know. And our ministers who evangelize all over the world.
Yes.
Are missionaries.
Yes.
You know, so we are the United States of America based on the principles of God. But we can't be based on the principles of God if he's not in it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's good.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, they're up there. We have them in our mind. We have them in the Bible. But if we don't put God in it,
mm-hmm.
they're just words.
Yes. You're talking just about words. Like just individually and just as a nation?
As a nation.
Yeah, I would
they
agree.
They say this country was built on the principles of God. Mm-hmm. The Constitution was written on
yep.
that.
Yep.
But where is he? Where is God? God said, where am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm nowhere. You don't have me in the government. You don't have me in your house. You
yeah.
don't,
he's not invited in.
Right.
I get you.
The church.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there are some things that we should be and can be learning to be better individuals.
Yes.
Better mothers, better fathers,
yes.
better sisters, brothers,
yes.
nieces, nephews, whatever your protocol is in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Ministers, businessmen, presidents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, government, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they have a protocol to follow, but we got to start leaning and depending a little bit more on one another
mm-hmm.
and taking care of one another,
mm-hmm.
calling one another. And I'm lax.
Don't let the crisis be the reason. Talking to different people in your community, people who you love or, and yeah, people who you're in relationship with, it shouldn't take a crisis for something like that to happen. Now, I will say this. I am somebody that likes to reach out to others.
Right.
I've been like that since high school.
Right.
I will call somebody and see how they're doing. I know not everybody is wired that way.
That's true.
So I don't get offended when people don't, you know, I mean, sometimes I get people checking in on me, but I know that most people are not wired that way. But I will call somebody, text somebody, see how they're doing, just to say hello, just to make sure everything is good.
Right.
And, you know, I've reached out to people because of this crisis. But I don't want that to be my legacy. Oh, he was just reaching out to me because this was going on, you
right,
know, just
right,
periodically
right,
reaching out right, to people and,
right.
and seeing how they are, even
still,
after this is gone.
That's better than not calling at all.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Even mm-hmm. though there's a crisis. Are you okay over
yes.
there? You and your family?
Yes, yes,
or what's
yes.
going on? Is there something, like you said, is there something I can do or help you in any way? If
mm-hmm.
you're good, I'm good,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I think that's in our busyness. We don't have time to do that.
Right. And I think that's a lot of the busyness in our country because people are trying to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we, as far as relationships, when I've visited other countries,
mm-hmm.
India, Central Asia, Russia, what I have noticed in those nations that is that there is more of an emphasis on build and on sitting down. You'll see men at a coffee shop sitting down, drinking coffee. Talking.
Okay. Okay.
You don't really see that happening here. The only time I ever see that happening is when there are people who are from a different country
right.
that are bringing their culture over here and you'll see them sitting down. But as far as like, you know, Americans, that's not what we normally do. We're just all about gotta make it happen, make it happen, make it happen. You know?
Yes, I do.
So this is causing us to slow down.
Yeah, we become our own gods in a way,
mm-hmm.
you know.
To get clarity.
Scary, but
yep.
guess what? We're out of time. H.
Oh,
good.
Was good.
So glad you came.
Thank you for having
Thank you
me.
For listening to A Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and Governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over on the Republican side, our Governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval rating in Ohio. He's running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Who's going to carry Ohio tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it's close. I assume Kasich probably will win. He's the governor. But I also find it curious that John Kasich has lost, I think, all 23 primaries he's been in, or 22, or whatever it is, caucuses and primaries he's lost. He's not won any one of them. Yet if he wins today, his home state, they're considering him a major contender. And I guess I listen to these political pundits. They all have opinions. But, you know, Governor Kasich doesn't have many delegates, even if he wins Ohio, and he's far into fourth place that way. And so I don't know how he possibly gets the nomination in Cleveland coming up, but I also know, and you know, he's been, I guess I hope he comes back to the state and starts governing. I mean, he really hadn't been here much since July, And the media loves John Kasich. They always have. The people that own the newspapers usually love Republican governors. And he's gotten very little criticism for being out of the state the last 8 months. While our economy is doing worse than Michigan, our job growth is weaker than Michigan and Indiana and Kentucky, in spite of what we hear in campaign talk. But there's a lot of work to do in this state. The Sebring water, poisoning of the water there with lead, the state didn't do anything about. And, you know, the state needs to focus on the charter school scandal and all these problems that Ohio has that nobody's paying attention to because the governor's running.